From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The hot, muggy Washington, D.C. weather isn't stopping people from coming out in the tens of thousands this Independence Day. One of the biggest draws, the reading of the Declaration of Independence from the steps of the National Archives building. NPR's Craig Windham was there and says an Army fife and drum corps set the tone for the ceremony.
The soldiers were wearing colonial uniforms patterned after those worn by General George Washington's Continental Army. An actor dressed as Washington read the historic words from the Declaration.
These United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states.
Among those cheering was 10-year-old Max Steinbaum, who says independence from England is definitely worth celebrating.
If we were still with England, we'd still be bossed around. We'd have to get punished. We'd have to keep our soldiers in our house. So I'm really glad that we have the 4th of July.
Craig Windham, NPR News at the National Archives Building.
While America celebrates independence, it's a far different scene in Egypt, which has just seen its second coup in 2 years. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi rally outside the High Constitutional Court as the country's Chief Justice Adli Mansour assumes the role as interim president. NPR's Leila Fadel explains the mood among Morsi's backers.
There is a complete panic among the Brotherhood organization, the Islamists that came to power here, that after this revolution were finally allowed to come out from the shadows, are now back in the shadows.
NPR's Leila Fadel. Turkey is the latest country to protest yesterday's military coup. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls it unacceptable, but he also faces political battles at home, where critics have staged protests against what they call Erdogan's quest to broaden religious Islamic rule rather than uphold the country's secular laws and institutions. No European government stepping up to offer asylum to NSA analyst turned fugitive Edward Snowden, still believed to be holed up in Moscow. But Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, some EU lawmakers say Snowden should at least be allowed to visit Europe to talk about the classified information he leaked and allegations the U.S. spied on allies.
Snowden has reportedly asked for asylum in as many as 10 EU countries. Those that have acknowledged his request have all rejected it, including Austria, Finland, Germany, and Spain. Some lawmakers in the European Parliament say that's a violation of EU ideals on freedom of expression. French leftist lawmaker Marine-Christine Vergiat is among those insisting Snowden be welcomed here. We demand political asylum for Mr. Snowden, she says. Others suggest he get at least a temporary pass to the parliament. They'd also like to hear in person from President Obama. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News. A truck driver has been killed in Brazil after he ignored a strike call by fellow truckers. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Sao Paulo that the protests are much smaller in scale these days, but they are having an impact.
Truck drivers blocked major highways in a number of states, snarling traffic and slowing transport of key goods. In Brazil's south, one driver was attacked for working anyway. As he was being escorted by police, he was hit with a projectile in his neck and he died on the scene. Doctors also took to the streets in Sao Paulo. Around 5,000 medical workers were protesting the government's plan to bring in foreign doctors to work in rural areas of the country. While the protest movement here has slowed down, many groups are out every day fighting for their particular cause. And in some cases, their voices are being heard. Brazil's government has a raft of legislation in the works after the demonstrations. Among the new proposals, a House of Representatives committee has agreed to institute longer rest hours for truck drivers. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
Striking San Francisco Bay Area rail workers and transit agency officials reportedly are back at the bargaining table for talks that one union leader describes as frustrating. The Associated Press reporting Joe Bomberger with the Service Employees International Union told reporters he entered the negotiating side in Oakland earlier that Bay Area Rapid Transit officials were not substantially addressing any of their main issues. For anyone who can appreciate a good hot dog eating competition, Brooklyn's Coney Island was the place to be. Joey Chestnut gobbled up 69 francs to break a world record and to win a seventh title. This is NPR.